Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Global poverty is an enormous challenge, both in developing countries and even in an economic powerhouse like the United States, where millions try to get by on subsistence wages. And whether you're talking about India or Milwaukee, the plight of children is especially heartrending.
But an international organization is working to find solutions to poverty and its related challenges both here and in India through social entrepreneurship. VIBO looks for what it sees as sustainable solutions to the systemic problems underprivileged children face. They do it through many volunteers, fundraising, and a partnership with a locally focused group.
VIBO's projects director, Murthy Managavalasa, and marketing director, Naeem Saeed, along with CEO Latoya Sykes of Milwaukee's Our Next Generation, explained to Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski more about VIBO's approach.
The focus and the mission of this organization is to ensure that every underprivileged child has access to education, health, and opportunity.
Why did the program choose the importance and well-being of children over any other cause?
In India alone, 40 million children with no access to health, education, and opportunity. To break down that a little bit more, 22 million children are working as child labor in different capacities. About 20% of the children under age 6 or 14, between age 6 and 14, have no access to primary education. And just to add the health factor to this, less than 45% receive proper immunization. Yeah, if you look at the Indian statistics, 50% of the population is under the age 25. That just means that a lot of, if you look at from, forget about the social aspect, but if you look at the economic aspect, we have a large percentage of human capital that is getting wasted right now, and they're not being put to good use as good citizens and contribute towards the society. So it's a very big problem that if we don't tackle now, and we don't create sustainable and replicable and scalable solutions, we are going to lose in the end.
Just to build on that, these are the systemic problems related to the underprivileged children. So that's why we are in this business of eradicating these systemic problems and ensure that every child gets the right, like Naeem said, to education, health, and opportunities like a normal child would.
What are some of the root causes of these problems where there's overpopulation and not enough access to education and healthcare in India?
It's primarily, in our opinion, poverty, which is a root cause because of lack of education. So one of our focus areas is education. We want to make sure that every child gets the right education he or she deserves, because once the child has that education, he or she has the right skills to get the right job. That's a way to break the poverty cycle.
And how do you plan on tackling these problems? What is your systemic approach to solving this?
So our mission is to educate, empower, and enable everyone who wishes to make a difference in the lives of underprivileged children. Right? So it's basically a platform to bring all these people together who wants to make a difference in their lives. So this could include the grassroots entrepreneurs, volunteers, donors, non-governmental organizations. We want to bring all these people together so that together we can solve the systemic problems. I just want to point out that VIBO is not just a funding agency. We are a social venture catalyst, and our goal is to find out scalable and sustainable models that have the potential to eradicate the systemic problems.
Just in an analogy, we always say, don't give the fish, teach them how to fish. People might associate no Shark Tank and other shows. We are actually the social tank, if you will. We are on the other side of the table where social entrepreneurs come to us saying, I know how to solve this problem. The biggest thing is acknowledging the fact that there is a problem. As I read you the stats, somebody knowing in that area that I know there is a problem and raising their hand, they will show us how they fish. And then we get other NGO partners and like UNICEF, even locally here, we get other NGO partners who will come here and fund that and maybe manufacture more of these fishing poles, if you will. And we are, again, to Murthy's point, we are not a charity organization. We will actually a social tank on the other side telling people that come with ideas, raise your hand. In whatever way and shape, form that you want, you can come and tell us. that we want to make a change, and we will support it.
So what kind of key factors are you looking for when you decide which startups to give an assistance
right.
to?
So we keep scouting for these models that have the potential to eradicate these problems. Then we try to scale them, and then replicate in new geographies. The best way to explain this is to give you a few examples. For example, in the field of education, there are tens of thousands of schools run by government in India. They have all the infrastructure that they need to have: buildings, salaried teachers, the curriculum, the facilities, everything. The only problem is they are not run very efficiently. So we intervened into the education system by partnering with an NGO called Sikshana in Bangalore, India, at a cost of less than $8 per child per year. We are able to convert these low-performing schools into some of the best schools, even better than some of the private schools. That's the kind of impact that we created. We started off with 40 schools. That's what we call seeding. We nurtured the program, provided the training, did the course corrections for the model until we scaled it to over 1,000 schools that benefit 100,000 children. We are now in the process of replicating the same model. Now we know that it's working. It's creating the impact. It has become efficient. Now we are replicating in new geographies.
You mentioned there are the people who come up with these startups and the ideas and the companies who partner. What role do volunteers have in this organization, and how widespread are they? What kind of opportunities are available for people to get involved in projects like these?
That's a fantastic question, Audrey. VIBA is primarily a volunteer-run organization. Our IT group, marketing, projects, volunteer relations, fundraising, everything is run by volunteers. And these volunteers are people like us. We have full-time jobs. We have children at home, most of them running families that are actively involved in communities. In spite of that, we run this organization very efficiently.
It's about educating, empowering, and enabling anybody. Again, anybody, if it is a social entrepreneur on the other side or a volunteer here who's saying, I know how to run a fundraising campaign, which will, at the end, benefit the children. If they raise their hand, we are always there.
And you mentioned the involvement that you have locally here in Milwaukee. And you mentioned ONG, which stands for Our Next Generation. Now, LaToya, what does Our Next Generation do for the Milwaukee area?
Well, we are a community-based nonprofit organization, and we provide academic and enrichment programs for first through high school students in central Milwaukee. So we are an awesome, and yes, I am biased, but we are an awesome neighborhood jewel, and we care and nurture our families. And so we recognize, although our primary constituent is students, we are very much engaged in the family because we recognize that in order for them to be successful, we have to be engaged in the family. We want to ensure that our students are not only successful, but they're educated and they're able to make great decision choices for their future. And so looking at partners who help us reach our mission, who help us ensure that our program is sustainable and replicable, it's really an amazing opportunity to see some of our kids who have been with us from first grade to now they're going into high school, and to see them create their path and follow through with their path, and also to see the volunteers help them achieve their goals. So when we look at partnerships in the community and we look at our opportunity to work with VIBA, it's been absolutely amazing. It's always important for us to make sure that we have a great diverse population of volunteers because we have a great diverse population of students. And so VIBA has been an instrumental organization in ensuring that we are getting youth volunteers, so not only the professionals, but also youth. So there's nothing like learning from another peer. And we are proud at Our Next Generation because of partnerships like this one that our graduation rate from our seniors is at 98%. And so I think that those numbers start to speak for themselves. It tells you that, you know, the programming that we're doing, the fact that our kids are there and they know that they're there with caring adults, the fact that it's a safe environment is an amazing opportunity for me to be a part of.
So one underlying theme here that I see, whether it's local, United States, or in India, is the overall support of children and using that basis as a sustainable foundation for the future. So With your organization, Our Next Generation, how did this partnership with Viva come about? Did you seek them out? And how did yourself, Murthy right. and Naeem, how did you get involved right. in the
Absolutely.
Organization too?
Absolutely. So one of our core philosophies is we need to give back to the local communities. Naeem pointed out that we have 15 action centers in most of the major U.S. cities. So in every action center, we have fundraising events. We take all the funds that come out of that event. We split it into two portions. One goes to support the projects in India. The other portion goes to support organizations like Our Next Generation into the local communities.
Our goal is to find partners that resonate with your mission as well.
We are working on our fourth, almost fifth year of partnering together and having an organization who's a true partner, who was there to say, okay, how can we serve you, is an amazing opportunity. And then certainly for us, we're the same way. Like, how can we serve you? And then, you know, our missions are aligned. You know, at the end of the day, we both are here to bring together people that want to make a difference in the life of a child. You know, if the kids are successful, we recognize certainly at Our Next Generation that it's going to be the better benefit of our next generation, right? We have to pour into them now so that they are prepared to take on the world. And with organizations like this and an organization that's all over the world, you know, and we're partners with them here on the local level. So that also gives our students an opportunity to dream and also to dream big.
I see a common line of being drawn to service just for the three of you personally.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What is your personal stories of wanting to get involved in Our Next Generation or at Vibda?
I actually am a product of the neighborhood. One of the things that's really exciting for me is that when I lived in the neighborhood, you know, I came from a low-income family, and so we moved around a lot. And when you go back to a neighborhood, and I can point out many homes that I've had a chance to live in, you know, it's not unlike the population that I serve today. So having a chance to go back and say, hey, it's okay. You know, I grew up just like you. Being able to go back home in my neighborhood, I went to Washington High School. I left Milwaukee and went into the military, and I came back. And to be back here and have the chance to be in my old stomping grounds and really affect change in the next generation is just a blessing for me.
For me, actually, coming from India and coming from very humble backgrounds, where my dad had very little money for the education piece, and I'm able to make it to the United States, and now I'm at GE. I'm a marketing manager there. Ability to do so much in my career. How do I give back? Was always the question that I had in my mind, and when I looked at Vibha. You know, it was get more volunteers and try to drive this organization. When you look at some of the statistics, 250,000 children impacted, $10 million invested back in India, 250 projects that somebody has done. It kind of says that, you know, because it's always a question for everybody, how can I alone make a difference? And then when you look at an organization that can empower and enable you, when this organization, I saw the statistics, it was very clear in my mind that this is the organization I want to join.
And for you, Murthy?
Like Naeem, I come from a very humble background, and I feel so grateful that I have so many things. And I've seen generations of people getting stuck in that poverty. And I'm a strong believer that the only way to break the cycle of poverty is by providing education. Especially to the girl child. The influence of the mother is going to be immense. I'm a strong believer in that. I had this for a long time. I couldn't find any organizations. I started my own scholarship program in the school. It didn't work out. I was disappointed. And I went for a half marathon organized by Badger Land Striders. Somebody left a flyer under my windshield wiper. I looked at it. It's a Viva flyer. Something just like drew my attention so much that I called up the moment I went home and said, hey, I want to be part of this organization. Tell me where the need is most. I want to be there. I may not know how to do it. I will learn and I'll make an impact. I want to be part of this impact. But I didn't realize how much I would get back in return. That was the most surprising thing.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck in continuing moving forward and helping people everywhere here and around the world. So I'd like to thank you, Latoya, Naeem, and Murthy, for coming in today.
Awesome. Thank you very
thank
much
you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Murthy Managavalasa is Projects Director, and Naeem Saeed is Marketing Director for VEBA. LaToya Sykes is CEO of Milwaukee's Our Next Generation. You'll find links to more about both groups, including VEBA's Mystic Indie event at the Riverside Theater at wuwm.com.